When you travel in the earth, there is no blame on you if you shorten your prayers, especially when you fear that the unbelievers may attack you, since the unbelievers are your open enemies. When you, O Muhammad, are with them, leading their salah, the prayer in the state of war, let one party of them stand up to pray with you, armed with their weapons. After they finish their prostrations, let them withdraw to the rear, and let the other party who have not yet prayed come forward to pray with you. Let them also be on their guard, armed with their weapons. The unbelievers wish to see you neglect your arms and your baggage so that they could suddenly attack to overpower you in one stroke. However, there is no blame on you if you lay aside your arms because of a heavy rain or because you are sick, but you should still be on your guard. Allah has prepared a humiliating punishment for the unbelievers. When you finish your salah, the prayers, remember Allah, whether you are standing, sitting, or reclining. Then as soon as you are safe, out of danger, establish regular salah in full. Surely salah are made obligatory for the believers at their prescribed times. Do not show weakness in following up the enemy. If you are suffering hardships, they too are suffering similar hardships. Moreover, you have hope to receive reward from Allah, while they have none. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the knowledgeable, the wise.